your host of Hello Gorgeous Mama. Thank you for coming in and joining to listen to my podcast. I appreciate the shares and I appreciate the love. So please keep it going, because this podcast is from a mama to a mama, mama to mama. So I would love to get started and keep going with the nitty gritty of the postpartum depression details, postpartum anxiety. And I might sound happy right now, but let's get real. There are those days when they are crazy, and that's what I'm here for. Let's talk through those crazy days. Let's share those crazy days. Let's get loud about what postpartum life really is about. And let's join in and see what my journey has been like for the spiritual awakening. Where have I been? What has been happening? What is staying tuned for the next coming months? Because you'll want to listen. So let's get started. Hello, gorgeous mama. You're the hello. Hello, gorgeous mama. Hi everyone, today is Saturday evening and I kind of wanted to jump on here because of all the news that's going on and all those that are being scared of the panic that's going on with being called a national emergency as well as a pandemic in the news in reference to the COVID-19 coronavirus. So here's my thoughts on it. I just kind of wanted first to provide what I provided in my local Facebook SoCal group. And that I said in there was, I sent a little message that said, "Hi mamas, I wanted to address the rising concern about the coronavirus, aka COVID-19. Importantly, I want to emphasize stay healthy, stay smart, and stay informed. Being a mama, a journalism graduate, and government employee, my advice is this. Be careful where you get your information. Reputable sources are as follows: the CDC, LA County Department of Public Health, World Health Organization, County of San Bernardino Department of Public Health." And again, these sources are also basically SoCal, California based, because that's where I'm at, but look locally to your local Department of Public Health, and of course World Health Organization and CDC you can always refer to, and then just see what they have available in those resources closest to you as well. Secondly, the news always needs to keep up on ratings and the hot topics. So while coronavirus is rapidly spreading versus other viruses, be wary that the buzz is always what will be trending on the news. Therefore, be careful, but don't get hysterical. So yes, I'm not trying to, undermine or to downplay the maybe how serious this virus might be. But as the stats have shown, the flu is and has killed more people than this virus, coronavirus, has. However, the fact that it's spreading so rapidly is what is concerning people. So just be informed, but again, don't get hysterical. And I wouldn't advise, you know, checking on the news every hour or so, because that's a lot. It's going to overwhelm you. Just naturally, that's how we are as a person. So try to use your intuition when it comes to these things, because you have, as a mom, I feel like, and anybody has that intuitive feeling that they get, that gut feeling, like, should I go here? Should I do this? Should I do that? And it kind of tells you yes, no. And you feel that strong yes or that strong no. So kind of use that when you're making judgment calls as to if you should go somewhere, or, you know, if you should have your kids go to the playground. I mean, those kind of things I probably wouldn't suggest right now. But, you know, don't stop living your life either. You know, make decisions on what you can do inside and outside of your home with your own children, and kind of keeping it to your immediate family, I guess I would say. And then also, if you suspect that you're feeling ill, you want to call your doctor. And don't go around those that are autoimmune compromised. And we got to remember, and this is not to freak people out, but our immunity is pretty low when we're stressed out as well. So try not to overstress. And senior citizens are at risk because of them being older. And that's, as they stated on the news and from factual sources, that's any virus or any type of like bacteria, it's harder for them to build that immunity quickly. Next, be prepared always. This means you should, no matter what, be prepared for worst case scenario. Have bags for each person in your household with emergency kit, proper clothing for warm to cold weather conditions, thermal blankets, crank radio with flashlight, MREs, water, and water filter. Again, listen to this. Important to always have, not just now. Okay, so I'm not suggesting that you start going on Amazon or eBay and frantically buying. Like, these are emergency things you should always be prepared for. We have seen stockpiles diminish with toilet paper, and soon I think people will over prepare in other ways. So compare pricing, prepare to have baby necessities such as diapers and wipes. Target Drive Up for me ended up having the wipes for $20 cheaper than Amazon for the same brand and quantity. I also went to Ralph's and was able to get a 10-pound bag of rice for $14.99, Kroger brand. So those are things that you, because they keep saying use non-perishable items, like there has been no call of action yet in U.S. to say that we are to stay in our houses as of a quarantine. There has been nothing issued like that yet, but they have been saying that we should practice social distancing. So that probably means not going to a lot of public places where there's going to be a lot of people, and I think they said 10 people or more is too much. So keep that in mind, but also keep in mind that, you know, depending on what they're thinking or the severity of how much the numbers climb, or if they do climb at all, they might have what other countries are doing, and that's isolating people in their homes and keeping them in their homes for until further notice. So we haven't got that yet, but be respectful when you go to the stores. Don't overbuy things that you don't need. This is a mama podcast, but anybody else who is listening, if you do not need baby wipes, please do not get them for your butt or your behind. They're meant for babies, toddlers, and even seniors or caretakers that use them. So I don't think that it is really, respectful to be overbuying those when there's a lot of new mamas out there and just moms in general who need those, and senior citizens that need them, and they're not flushable. So please do not buy them, or if you already bought them, flush them down the toilet, because your toilet will clog. Anyways, we have, let me see, the next one I have is keep your immunity up and keep your distance from those who may be sick, as well as be careful if you feel symptoms to get checked right away. Call your doctor first and stay away from those with weakened immune systems. I already said this, but some immune boosting things that are actually also selling out, so just keep researching, don't panic buy. But look into, for even the future, is elderberry gummies that can be used for your family and your kids. I bought them a while back, and I give them to my she's almost three, and myself and my husband, and then my almost 9-month-old. She can't have the elderberry, so make sure you check the age restrictions on that. So I give her the baby Zarbee's immune boosting. So there's also vitamin C through orange juice, or vitamin C vitamins. And regular vitamins are always good practices for immunity boost.
My last point is that I believe it's inevitable for people to panic and chaos to break, and that it may get worse before it gets better. Now, I want you to hear me on this. I'm not saying this because I believe the virus. I don't know what the severity of the virus is, only just what the numbers have shown and what statistic data has shown, as well as the sources that are credible that are relaying the information. But aside from that, the reason I say that I believe it's inevitable for people to panic in chaos, because we've already kind of seen it with the over hoarding of toilet paper and stocks of shelving going out of stock quickly, and people having to restock frantically, and all these businesses closing, NBA and huge venues, and people shutting their doors almost everywhere. So, and everyone teleworking. But again, this is also precautionary measures. So I wouldn't say that's from higher government panicking, but the people are seeing that. Citizens are seeing that. And so they're thinking that they need to overbuy all these things because they're panicking. So, and I'm saying this because I think it's better to be prepared with an emergency plan, emergency bag, and check your tread on your tire just in case you needed to leave out of town, as well as look into a roadside emergency kit. Because hopefully, I mean, I really want to believe this, but I don't want people to get crazy and then you not be prepared yourself as moms to have what you need for your own children. So that's why I'm saying that, because hopefully people listen to their intuition and listen to reason and not rely on their mind so much as their gut feeling, I would say, because sometimes we are quick to react and we just want to do all these crazy things to ensure that our family safety is optimal, and you should always make sure your family safety is a priority. Don't get me wrong, but what I'm saying is you have to also reason with how you're reacting sometimes. And I think that you should have stuff on hand and have stock on hand for in case of emergency. And since people are buying everything out, that you might need to be prepared that in case we do need to stay in the house, that you have enough stock on hand for your own family. But just be careful, because there are people who will get a little crazy and start to react in a way that shows their true characteristic, as if they were in a really disastrous situation. So, and I'm choosing my words carefully because I want people to realize that I'm not trying to downplay again the virus, because I am watching this day to day, literally, on the news. But I only try to choose a portion of my time for that day to watch it, because otherwise it becomes overwhelming for myself, and I don't want to be overwhelmed. And I look at what I think is fact or fiction, and you know, the numbers are climbing in different places, and so, but the numbers are climbing for infected. The mortality rate is still relatively low in the U.S. So I want to say that that's why they're taking such precautionary measures, because obviously we don't want that number to climb. So that's why nursing homes are not allowing visitors. That's why they're asking people to social distance, and that's why they're asking people to stop frantically buying masks, so that way those can go to the healthcare providers that are in the trenches. So just have what you need on hand, non-perishables, and because even if, say, hypothetically, they were to keep us indoors for a period of time, you have to realize that the chicken you're buying, the frozen goods that you're buying, or things that need to stay refrigerated after a while are not going to stay fresh. So we're talking beans, rice, and things that you could heat over a camp pot that maybe you go camping and you have your own little stove system. Things like that. And then always have a first aid kit on hand regardless of, aside from the coronavirus, you should always have emergency kit on hand in general, because you never know if even a minor cut or fall with your child is going to happen indoors. Okay, so things that I would say for your emergency kit to always have on hand, and I keep saying always have on hand because I'm not talking about just now, but it's a good preparation to think about now, because you never know when, like in California, we're prone to earthquakes. So they've been telling us for a long time now that it's inevitable that a huge earthquake might happen in California one day. Well, we kind of take it for granted, I think. And so something like this kind of makes you freak out because it's right in your face. But, you know, earthquake could happen, and that goes to show that most of the people that are frantically buying probably were not prepared for if there was an earthquake to happen. So this is a good test run, if you should say, to have those kits prepared now, just in general. But again, don't go on Amazon and spend all your money. I'm not telling you that. I'm just saying, in general, start thinking about how you want your stockpile to look like in case of emergency in the future. Some of those things are emergency solar hand crank portable radio, solar powered again, can be found on Amazon for, I think I spent $35.99 on those, so about $35. First aid kit, survival kit, is good as well. There's thermal blankets. Those are really for in case of emergency or like a tent or something like that. And a water filter, because if you really had an emergency where you couldn't get water, you need water to be purified. You want to make sure that you have that. And shout out to Les Schwab Tires has roadside kits that you can get, and they can check the tread on your tires if need be. Again, reputable sources, CDC, the public health website for your county. So figure out whatever county that is and type in blank county department of public health on your Facebook, and you should find more information. The World Health Organization, the WHO, those are all great sources to look at. So I will try to post some links myself of things that you can find, because I did find, if you go to www.cdc.gov/disasters/earthquakes/supplies.html, there's some good, a good list from the CDC of what to have in your first aid kit and what survival kit for your home, and survival kit for your automobile, for your workplace, etc. And this is, again, for any natural disaster or severe weather, not just for what's going on right now. So, reiterating, stay healthy, stay smart, and stay informed. Make your own choices with your instincts and facts, not opinions. I'm just forwarding information, providing in my own opinion based on what I know and I have seen. But take what you think is most valuable for you and your family, please. Lastly, I just want to share what the World Health Organization said. It says, reduce your risk of coronavirus infection. Frequently clean hands by washing or by using alcohol-based hand rub or soap and water. When coughing and sneezing, cover mouth and nose with flexed elbow or tissue. Throw tissue away immediately and wash hands. Avoid close contact with anyone that has fever and cough. questions that people have asked. Does the new coronavirus affect older people? Are younger people also susceptible? According to the WHO, people of all ages can be infected by the new coronavirus. Older people and people with pre-existing medical conditions such as asthma, diabetes, heart disease appear to be more vulnerable to becoming severely ill with the virus. WHO advises people of all ages to take steps to protect themselves from the virus, for example, by following good hand hygiene and good respiratory hygiene. Another question, are antibiotics effective in preventing and treating the new coronavirus? Now hear this, for all the people crazy buying antibiotics, no, antibiotics do not work against viruses, only bacteria. The new coronavirus is a virus and therefore antibiotics should not be used as means of prevention or treatment. However, if you are hospitalized for the 2019 in COVID, you may receive antibiotics since bacterial co-infection is possible. Fact, cold weather and snow cannot kill the new coronavirus. Fact, the new coronavirus can be transmitted in areas with hot and humid climates. Hashtag coronavirus, hashtag COVID-19. Now, some other recommendations that I found of ways to process modern news. Don't sit in the tragedy. Listen to perspectives other than your own. Look for the helpers and or solutions. Variety is the spice of life. Okay, so sometimes certain news outlets can be a little bit swayed on how they approach topics or how they report. It can all be about tone and delivery, which can also scare the public. So just be wary and again listen to your intuition as to this is something that you think is a load of BS or something that you think is factual. And then also investigate. You kind of have to be an investigative reporter when you're listening to modern day news because if it bleed, it leads is the saying in media and that still runs true because whatever is trending, whatever is the hot topic is going to be the most talked about topic, but you have to be that investigative reporter finding out, is this a blog? Is this a factual source? Is this information that was leaked? Even those that are known reputable sources sometimes will jump the gun and report something because another news outlet is, and then later come back and say, oh no, we found that that wasn't true. So just make sure that you have multiple reputable sources kind of stating the same things. But the general consensus has been to social distance, hand sanitize to an extent, but mostly hand washing for more than 20 seconds with warm to hot water, and to just be smart when going anywhere. And for all those standing in line over hoarding, just keep in mind that's not social distancing and you're right behind the next person. That I mean, again, don't be scared, but I would be cautious about going to overcrowded stores even to get groceries. Like, think about the time that you're going and if it's better to go super early in the morning or maybe late at night versus going prime time on a Friday night when everybody just got off work. So just some things to keep in mind. But again, I hope this podcast is helpful and I know it's not a lot of stuff that you haven't heard already. But I just felt the need to address it and to kind of put some perspective in there as far as listening to your intuition and thinking outside of what everybody is stating on social media all over. So it is a smart practice to always listen to your gut and to think about, am I getting a hard yes or am I getting a hard no? So stay healthy, stay safe, and I hope you guys stay informed. And I hope to come next week and talk about a new topic. Have a good one. Take care of your kids. Take care of yourself. Take care of your family. Bye. Hey guys, if you enjoyed this podcast, please feel free to leave me a rating and let me know of any feedback of what you would like to hear in future podcasts. I know I'm coming back from a long break, so I'm excited to bring some new topics to you and to show what this mama has to give back with some self-love, self-improvement, and just talking everything mompreneurship, as well as mom life and postpartum, and as well as spiritual awakening. So stay tuned. I look forward to hearing your thoughts. And this is Hello, Hello, Gorgeous Mama.